Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with your commission commuter update. Sent in by Andrew LaPointe, he begins with information on the MBTA Red Line. From May 29th through May 31st, shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and southbound stops. So be aware of that. Again, that is May 29th through May 31st. Looking at the bus lines, Route 104 experiencing delays of about 20 minutes. That's due to traffic. Route 116, delays of about 20 minutes. Route 226 has delays of about 30 minutes. That's due to a disabled bus. Ruggles Routes 8, 19, 47, and CT3 will be dropping off passengers in the Ruggles Lower Busway through May 29th. The upper busway is temporarily closed for construction. Route 11 is detoured Friday, May 29th until further notice on weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. That is due to construction. The closest stops with inbound service are West 5th Street at F Street and West 5th Street at E Street. A detour ongoing. Route 40 is detoured due to construction, skipping the stop at 136 Georgetown Place. The closest stops with service are Denham Parkway and Georgetown Drive inbound and Georgetown Drive at Georgetown Place outbound. Portions of the Needham Junction parking lot are not accessible between May 27th and May 28th. There is sufficient parking available and vehicular access for pickup and drop-off. Route 68 outbound is detoured 6 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon on Thursday, May 28th, due to a special event. Route 69 outbound is detoured from 6 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, Thursday, May 28th, for that special event. The bus stop at River Street at Fairmount Street inbound is permanently closed beginning yesterday, May 26th. Riders can instead board at River Street at Kelly Road or River Street opposite Blackstone Street. Route 76 is detoured Tuesday, May 26th. And Wednesday, May 27th, that is due to construction. A stop move beginning on Monday, June 1st, the bus stop at 3 Woodland Road is moving to the next side, north side, of Outer New England Sauna Associates, affecting bus routes 99. Moving on to the commuter rail for this Wednesday morning, looking at the New Bedford line train 2002M from New Bedford is currently operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Holbrook Randolph and South Station. That affects the following stations: Holbrook Randolph, Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK UMass, and South Station. Franklin Train 704 from Forge Park 495 is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Norfolk and South Station. That is due to train traffic. Providence Train 803 from South Station is currently 25 minutes behind schedule between Route 128 and Wickford Junction. And between June 8th and June 12th, the Fairmount line will operate on an adjusted spring and summer schedule. Looking at the elevator and escalator alerts for this Wednesday, there's quite a few here listed. Arlington Elevator 962, Copley and West Platform to Lobby is unavailable through June 9th due to maintenance. Aquira Ashmont Station, Elevator 968, Alewife Platform to Peabody Square Lobby, unavailable. Assembly, Escalator 442, unavailable. Boston Landing, Elevator 726, is unavailable today due to maintenance. Boston Landing, Elevator 725, Arthur Street to Pedestrian Bridge, unavailable Thursday, May 28th and Friday, May 29th due to maintenance. Broadway, Elevator 868, Lobby to Street, unavailable, Fields Corner, elevator 958, paid lobby to Ashmont platform, unavailable May 25th through May 27th, that is due to maintenance, that's today, Government Center, elevator 720, Green Line platform to street, unavailable June 1st and June 2nd due to maintenance. Lynn, elevator 929, street to parking garage, is unavailable until further notice. Maverick Escalator 433, unpaid lobby to Maverick Square, unavailable due to maintenance. And finally, Wellington, escalator 310, Oak Grove platform, to paid lobby, that's unavailable due to maintenance. With that, we check in now with Andrew LaPointe, standing by in Salem on this Wednesday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. Okay, we do have Tasco back on Proctor Street. I mean, that's going to probably take another couple of days anyway, because they're doing the whole length of Proctor Street from here to there, you know. From what I understand, they're right by the Gallows Hill playground in that general area there. So that's right close to Pope Street, on that end of Pope Street. And so just use caution if you're using Proctor Street. For those who don't know, Proctor Street is right at, it begins at the intersection of Boston Bridge, Goodhue, and of course Proctor Street. And it goes all the way up, wraps up throughout, past the ballpark and Pope Street, and then goes and ends up on Highland Avenue, right by one of the T-stops. Okay, it's kind of across the street from the North Shore Medical Center, a little further up. And so they'll be working over there today. CGI will return to Levitt Street. They say 71, but I'm sure they pretty much worked around that yesterday when they were there. So, but Levitt Street will be having CGI working on either overhead cables or lights, for the city. Okay, so T-Bus 455 commuters do have a stop on Levitt Street by Palmer Cove Playground. Okay, just before you take the turn to Congress Street. Okay, safety officers will be at each one of these projects, so I wouldn't worry much about anything here. Yeah, they'll be there to give you a helping hand if you need so. Let me see here. Mirror will be returning to Margin Street. They're doing pretty well over there. Things are pretty much under control. Two safety officers that are at this location, and I'm sure they'll be adding as things progress over there on Margin Street for the gas main replacement project. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Pummel is still on the Endicott Street end of things, and that's off of Margin Street also, right by the Salem House of Pizza. They're doing sewer linings. Nice job. But, they'll be over there, and there'll be another safety officer over there. So there's quite a bit of help in the local neighborhood there. Okay, so let me see here. Oh, yeah, that's what I was forgetting here. Civil engineer will return to a special project by the old Bertini's restaurant. That's on Canal Street, which is now quite a few, condos and everything else over there. Okay, so that's on the same side as the CVS pharmacy, but further down, okay, and just before Broadway, okay, so plenty of assistance will be over there also, okay, no problem there. Now, hydrant flushing, for the next 3 weeks, Salem is, the DPW is going to be working on hydrants in the Ward 5 and 7 areas, okay, so that's South Salem, okay, Ocean Ave area, and then all the way down to the Venice Square area. Okay, so that's what, 5 and 7 for Salem. Okay, no big deal, but just so that you know, if you're hearing gushing water and everything else, that's probably part of the, the flushing project that they'll be doing for the next 3 weeks. So if you have a service animal, then he or she kind of wants to go around it, you probably know why. All right, so now for those residents, you just want to make sure that when you turn, before you turn your hot water on, this is in the, what, 5 and 7 residents, make sure that your cold water is running clear before you use your hot water, because that could mess up your hot water tank. Okay, so many of you probably already know this, but some don't. Okay, and if you're blind and visually impaired, you may want to use Be My Eyes or IRA, the apps for AI, just to get some feedback on that, okay? Or just ask a neighbor or someone else in the building, to help you with that, okay? And that is it. Now, it's supposed to be beautiful today, again, although maybe a little bit cloudy, but plenty of you don't have to worry about the cold weather anymore, for now anyway. That's it. If you have any questions, give me a call, Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. I'll be off tomorrow because a personal commitment, but I'll be looking forward for Friday to report back to you. Take care and have a great today, a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in today's Boston Globe and Boston Herald for this Wednesday. We start with the front page of today's Boston Globe. We have the following headlines. Love or hated, Zuglio is in the game now. Hailed for legislature fight, while accused of playing politics, she's made her own base. Also on the front page, a discount for Cup fans, but not here. New York City mayor brokers deal for 1,000 cheaper tickets. Red flags tell the story when a small college is doomed. A big story on the front page today of the Boston Globe. Taking a harder look at the new Copley Square, the redesign was needed, but the ocean of concrete feels empty, particularly when nothing is going on. That will come. For Tewksbury State Hospital, a rough balance. Attempts to improve security sometimes take toll on treatment. Turning to the Boston Herald front page for today, the top stories. Bailing out city assessor bolts amid tax value lawsuit. And roll with it, Meatball Jr. running for Norfolk DA. Howie Carr's column in OTA Watch. Pats hit the field today. All of those stories and more come your way. The Talking Information Center newspaper coverage gets underway at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast and still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, partly sunny, temperatures in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy overnight, temperatures in the lower 60s. On Thursday, mostly sunny, cloudy later on, showers possible for the afternoon, temperatures in the lower 70s. The sun rose this morning at 5:12, setting at 8:11 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Wednesday. We start with the numbers game in the midday drawing. Those numbers are 1103, the evening numbers in the numbers game. 5295. Mass cash, midday drawing. 3, 11, 12, 14, 24. Mass cash, evening numbers. 10, 16, 18, 29, 31. Mega Millions, 1, 5, 49, 51, 59, 7. Powerball numbers, 17, 32, 48, 60, 64, 10. Millionaire for Life, 18, 30, 39, 52, 56, 1, and megabucks, 1, 7, 15, 19, 26, 35. Now we check in with Billy with the horoscope, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. Aries. The day should be fairly positive, and you'll begin to feel the faintest hints of a major change beginning. This new phase will last 7 months. As it progresses, you'll find greater freedom of expression. You can expect to shift into high gear in subjects you used to avoid. Some friction with siblings is likely to arise in the next few months. Taurus. The solar system is shifting gears today, and it's liable to trigger a great transformation that will last 7 months. The change will center on the means you use to fulfill yourself in terms of both your career and love life. If you feel somewhat hemmed in by your training or upbringing, you can expect to seek liberation from these inhibitions in the months to come. Gemini. It's an excellent forecast for you. Although no specific events will occur, there is the huge promise of freedom over the next 7 months. A fundamental shift is about to occur in your occupation and love life. As the months unfold, you can expect to be more visionary, more creative, and perhaps more rebellious. This time, you'll be much more effective than in the past 2 or 3 years. Cancer. To understand the major shift that's taking place, you must look at events from a lofty perspective. A slow-acting liberation is gathering momentum. In the next 7 months, you'll be unable to resist the opportunity to rid yourself of some oppressive part of your past. You'll shed your old complexes and emerge renewed. Don't be alarmed if some family relations suffer as a result. The distress is only temporary. Leo. The gentle winds of change are blowing through your life at the moment. You have a feeling of newness and an open attitude towards the world. Some outside events will be coming up in your life that give you the impression you are advancing in a concrete manner towards a new life. You can expect to have some pleasant surprises. Virgo. The idea of a turning point in one's destiny often brings a smile to the faces of cynical people, but in your case, it definitely has some meaning. This turning point can take the form of a new person in your life, or a key event that changes everything forever. Sometimes things that we only hear about actually happen. Something like this may happen to you in the coming months. Libra. It may be that you've returned deeply changed from a long voyage. Of course, we are all changed to some extent by travel, but in your case, the change is truly profound. You are going to have some problems getting back into the life you've had before you left. Your old life is likely to feel too limiting to you. So, what are you waiting for? Change it. Scorpio. If you feel suffocated by your romantic relationships, if you feel they lack some spice or are too traditional, then why not liberate yourself? There is a feeling in the air that life is turning in a positive direction. This will help you set things up to turn even your craziest ideas into reality. Starting today, you are going to be asked to be more concrete. Sagittarius. During the last few months, it could be that you've met some strange people who have greatly influenced your attitude about marriage or partnership. They've been pushing you to get more freedom into your life. If this is indeed the case, you can feel quite sure that they've come under a cosmic influence. That's no reason for you to agree. Freedom or lack of freedom is completely subjective. Capricorn. The last months have been very challenging, and there's a very good chance that you'll no longer feel up to meeting the challenges. If you've been yearning to modify something in your daily life, do it now. The hour has come to make concrete changes. Regardless of whether the change you seek is at heart or emotional, don't be afraid to seriously upset your life. Aquarius. A change has occurred in our solar system, a shift that will probably be imperceptible, but nonetheless profound. You have 7 months to understand how this change impacts you. It will dawn on you that you feel a strong need for liberation. Perhaps you need to release yourself from the bonds of a group. Innovation is in the air. And Pisces. You mustn't expect any enormous changes today. However, the process you began 3 or 4 years ago will accelerate slightly. You are changing the moorings of your identity, the ideas that make you sure of who you are. Your family, background, and education no longer count as much as your spiritual foundations. Don't be afraid of this shift. Go with it. And on this day in history, in 1939, ship carrying hundreds of Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi Germany is turned away in Cuba. A boat carrying 937 refugees, almost all of whom were Jews fleeing Nazi persecution, is turned away from Havana, Cuba on May 27, 1939. Only 28 immigrants are admitted into the country. After appeals to the United States and Canada for entry are denied, the rest are forced to sail back to Europe, where they are distributed among several countries, including Great Britain and France. On May 13th, the St. Louis sailed from Hamburg, Germany, to Havana, Cuba. Most of the passengers, many of them children, were German Jews escaping increasing persecution under the Third Reich. 6 months earlier, 91 people were killed, and Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues were destroyed in what became known as the Kristallnacht program. It was becoming increasingly clear the Nazis were accelerating their efforts to exterminate Jews by arresting them and placing them in concentration camps. World War II and the formal implementation of the Final Solution were just months from the beginning. The refugees had applied for U.S. visas and planned to stay in Cuba until they could enter the United States legally. Even before they set sail, their impending arrival was greeted with hostility in Cuba. On May 8th, there was a massive anti-Semitic demonstration in Havana. Right-wing newspapers claimed that the incoming immigrants were communists. The St. Louis arrived in Havana on May 27th. Roughly 28 people on board had valid visas or travel documents and were allowed to disembark. The Cuban government refused to admit the nearly 900 others. For 7 days, the ship's captain attempted to negotiate with Cuban officials, but they refused to comply. The ship sailed closer to Florida, hoping to disembark there, but it was not permitted to dock. Some passengers attempted to cable President Franklin D. Roosevelt asking for refuge, but he never responded. A State Department telegram stated that the asylum seekers must await their turns on the waiting list and qualify for and obtain immigration visas before they may be admissible into the United States. As a last resort, the St. Louis continued north to Canada, but it was rejected there too. No country would open its doors wide enough to take in the hundreds of thousands of Jewish people who wanted to leave Europe. The line must be drawn somewhere. Frederick Blair, Canada's director of immigration, said at the time, "Faced with no other options, the ship returned to Europe. It docked in Antwerp, Belgium, on June 17th. By then, several Jewish organizations had secured entry visas for the refugees in Belgium, France, the Netherlands, and Great Britain. The majority who had traveled on the ship survived the Holocaust. 254 later died as the Nazis swept through the continent." And in this morning's science update, This prehistoric fish may explain how animals first walked on Earth. Researchers at Flinders University have uncovered new details about one of the ancient fish species closely related to the first animals that eventually made the transition from water to land more than 380 million years ago. Using advanced neutron imaging technology, scientists examined the skull and brain case of Coharalepsis jarvici, a large predatory fish that lives during the Devonian period, often called the Age of Fishes. The fossil was discovered in Antarctica's Lavishly Mountains region and represents the only known specimen of its kind. The research team used non-destructive scanning methods to peer inside the fossil and study structures that had remained hidden for hundreds of millions of years. This precious fossil belongs to a group called the Canowidridae, which highlights the ancient links between Australia and Antarctica, says Flinders University research fellow Dr. Alice Clement, co-author of a new article in Frontiers in Ecology and Evolution. It is important to study such specimens from the Devonian Age of Fishes, when the waters teemed with predatory lobed-finned fish like this that are closely related to land animals, tetrapods, says Dr. Clement from the College of Science and Engineering. Coharalepsis belonged to the Canowindrid family, a group of fish that once lived across East Gondwana, with fossils now found in both Antarctica and Australia. Scientists consider these fish to be close relatives of the earliest four-limbed vertebrates that later evolved into land animals. Lead author Corinne Mensforth, a PhD candidate from the Flinders Paleontology Lab, says the fossil is especially valuable because it preserves the internal bones of the skull. We chose to focus on Coharalepsis as it is the only fossil in the entire family to preserve the internal bones of the skull, which gives us valuable insights into its brain case and neuroanatomy.
And coming up on today's schedule, at 8 a.m., it's the Wall Street Journal. At 9 a.m., it's the Boston Globe. At 10 a.m., it's the Boston Herald. At 11 a.m., it's the Washington Post. At 12 o'clock noon, it's the New York Times. At 1 p.m., it's the Patriot Ledger. At 1:30 p.m., it's the Brockton Enterprise. At 2 p.m., it's the Taunton Daily Gazette. At 2:30 p.m., it's Attleboro Sun Chronicle. At 3 p.m., it's Metro West News. At 3:30 p.m., it's the Lynn Daily Item. At 4 p.m., it's Salem News. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Gloucester Daily Times. At 5 p.m., it's the Daily News of Newburyport. At 5:30 p.m., it's Providence Journal. At 6 p.m., it's National Interest. At 7 p.m., it's Sports Roundtable. At 8 p.m., it's AP News. At 9 p.m., it's The Book Hour. At 10 p.m., it's USA Today. At 11 p.m., it's Newsmax. At 12 o'clock midnight, it's the Late Night Book Hour. At 1 a.m., it's People's Magazine. At 2 a.m., it's Dirty Laundry. At 2:30 a.m., it's Consumer Reports. At 3 a.m., it's The Food Show. At 3:30 a.m., it's Yankee Magazine. At 4 a.m., it's BBC World News. At 5 a.m., it's Reuters. At 6 a.m., it's The Hill. At 7 a.m., it's The Senior Program. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 for your next AM update.